for our pregame show.
Hey, bro, talk about taking advantage of your opportunity when you got it.
We had a great scheme, and I was able to, the coaches were able to call the plays, and I was just in the right spot at the right time. I think anyone could have made those plays, you know what I mean? I mean, I was just in a blessed opportunity to be in that position.
So. I guess. I feel like you're just being a little humble there because I kept seeing your number everywhere out there.
Well, we're taught to just run to the ball and good things will happen, and that's what happened Saturday.
Can you talk about UCLA? What have you seen on film? What kind of challenges do they present?
They're very athletic, but once again, we have a really good defensive scheme, and the coaches will put us in great positions to make plays. Their job is to scheme them and to look for how we can attack their offensive line and look to what weaknesses they may have, and our job is to just be in position and make plays when we get the opportunity to.
What do they present offensively? What kind of offense are they?
Their running back is really good. Their spread offense, I think UNLV coaches said they ran 101 plays, and so they're really fast. We talked about it today that if we can get stops on first down, then we'll be in better position for third downs, I think. Boise State went 2 for 12 in third downs, and so if we can make that similar to UCLA, hopefully they'll only run 70 plays like Boise State, then we'll be able to limit the points that way.
Is there a receiver that you watch up and it's like, oh man, I got to watch out for that guy?
Oh, they say number 9 is really good. He hasn't really stuck out. On film, we haven't watched too much of it. We were introduced to him last night and then this morning, and we'll watch a lot today. But all of their receivers are really athletic and fast. We just got to be assignment sound, and we'll be in good spots.
What's it been like for you the last few weeks where you go from a guy that's not on the two deep, guy we're not even thinking about, and you're like a regular request for interviews now?
It's funny, I've had this written down as my goals. My wife and my family would tell that. It's always been a goal for me to play for BYU, to start and to make a contribution. I've been on special teams for 3 years now, and even then I was happy. My thought process was, as long as I'm on special teams, I'm going to try to be the best special teams guy I can, and I tried really hard to do that, and then when the opportunity came, okay, I'm not going to try to mess this up. I'm going to be the best safety I can at this moment. And I've just been really blessed to make those plays when they've come. And the coaches have been giving me more opportunities, and I've been taking advantage of those.
What are kind of some of the challenges of preparing for a freshman quarterback like UCLA's got? I mean, by the third game of the season, is it all just old hat, or is there still kind of a little bit of an unknown?
Yeah, it's still a little bit of an unknown. We'll watch film on him, and we'll see what he has. We have to respect him. He's a good quarterback, but he's also a freshman. So we'll try to bring pressure, and we'll just, once again, just got to play assignment sound. And we're not necessarily playing UCLA. It's just another team. They can come with a different scheme and different players and stuff, but we'll, as long as we play our defensive scheme, we'll play really well.
You and Kai have received a lot of the focus, but comment on Michael Davis and Micah Hanneman, the job they've been doing at corner.
Oh, if they have not played the way they have, I don't know if we come away with the two W's. They've been so solid for us in the secondary, pressing and taking away a lot of the open access on the corners. If they're not playing how they're playing, then Kai and I aren't able to fly around and make the plays, and Kai doesn't get three picks if they're not assignment sound and really physical and technique sound as well.
One thing you guys have done well, you've really taken away the deep ball opportunities for other teams. Talk about what goes into that and why you guys have been successful.
We've had a big emphasis on trying to press the corners, and when you press the corners, it takes away all quick game, and so it's usually just deep balls, and so you press them up and then play the deep ball. And I think once again, Micah Hanneman and Mikey Davis has been able to get on top of the deep balls, and so it's a non-factor because the quarterback sees them and it's just not open, and so we've been able to eliminate that. So.
What's the mindset of the team after coming off two big wins over two big teams in Nebraska and Boise, then going into another big team now in UCLA? What's the mindset of the team like right now?
Just another game. I mean, yeah, it's a big game. Two top 20 teams. We're going into the Rose Bowl, but the coaches have done a really good job of not talking about that. You know what I mean? They've just come, hey, it's another team. We've looked at it on film. They're just like Boise State. They're just like Nebraska. And we've beaten both those teams. And so as long as we play our game, we'll be able to be successful. So that's, I mean, we recognize it, but we're not trying to put overemphasize on it. So. Okay. Yeah. Nice guys.
Yeah.